On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Bishop of Raphoe says there's no doubt the Catholic Church had far too much influence on society during the time mother and baby homes were in operation. The HSE's decision to ask asymptomatic healthcare workers who are close contacts of a confirmed COVID case to go back to work has been deemed too high a risk. A South Donegal TD has called on the Health Minister to do a side deal to get greater quantities of the COVID vaccine. Meanwhile, a 77-year-old man has become the first person and residential services for older people in Donegal to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach has said the state failed the women and children who were sent to mother and baby homes. Micheál Martin made a formal apology in the Dáil after the publication of the report from the commission investigating the homes. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
An historic day in the Dáil as Taoiseach Micheál Martin offered a formal state apology to the survivors of mother and baby homes.
So on behalf of the government, the state and its citizens, I apologise for the profound generational wrong visited upon Irish mothers and their children who ended up in a mother and baby home or a county home.
Much of his speech could be summed up with a single line.
The state failed you, the mothers and children in these homes.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the state was complicit in what happened.
Let there be no doubt, church and state ran these homes together, operating hand in glove. Equally culpable.
While the Dáil heard some of the harrowing experiences of the women and children involved, with Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald raising one.
A good friend of mine, Joan McDermott, who was imprisoned in Bessborough for 8 months. She was made to cut the grass of the grounds with the scissors.
The report is still being digested by those it personally impacts, and while the state apology has been welcomed, the government's acknowledged it's only the start of a journey for many of the survivors. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Well, the Bishop of Raphoe says there's no doubt the Catholic Church had far too much influence on society during the time mother and baby homes were in operation. The Commission of Investigation revealed that 339 children born in or admitted to Stranorlar County Home died. The report highlighted the very poor conditions those that lived there experienced. The castle in Uiting Cunningham, where 325 women from across Ireland and Northern Ireland, accompanied by 64 children, passed through between 1982 and 1998, was also looked into. It's been deemed a non-traditional mother and baby home, rather a hostel. Bishop Al McGaughian told today's 9 till noon show that he believed an abject apology must be issued.
People expect an apology, and there has to be an abject apology from the church. There's no doubt that the church had far too much influence in the society at that time. When you impose rather than propose your high values, you will often do damage, and I believe that was the responsibility of the church. At the same time, and there's an abject apology, and this story of hurt done to girls and women at their most vulnerable time, some of them who were pregnant for all kinds of reasons, including rape and abuse of various kinds, that they were, when they were most in need of being cherished, they weren't. And that happened in a society when more and more people were more and more pious than they are today. That's a shocking thing and a shameful thing for me as a bishop. There's no doubt about that. And there's nothing but apology. When you read particularly about the situation, for example, in our county home in Stranorlar, there was the awful factor of abject poverty, which, as well as the moral imperative that drove so much of this, there was the poverty side that had families feeling unable, feeling overwhelmed by pregnancies like this, and the failure of the community and the failure of the local councils or the local authority to take steps when they knew how dire the situation was.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has called on the Taoiseach to amend the Commission of Investigation Records Act 2020 to allow survivors and victims of mother and baby homes access to personal data. Deputy Pringle says the right to identity must be respected for the survivors and victims. In October, a bill came before the Dáil which meant records of the homes would be sealed for 30 years. The government later clarified that the information would be made available to the victims and survivors in line with GDPR rules. Deputy Pringle told the Dáil today that there are still issues in accessing information.
Taoiseach, yourself and your ministers today are rightly facing a wave of anger and upset from survivors and victims of mother and baby homes on the back of the publication of the Commission's report and your government's handling of it. We in the opposition warned you of this back in October as Minister Gorman rammed the Commission of Investigation Records through the Dáil here in a single day. We now see that the subject access requests for personal data are still being refused by the Commission, contrary to your Attorney General's and that the GDPR be applied, a point which your government only recognised after legislation was passed. Taoiseach, will you commit to amending Section 6 of the Commission of Investigation Records Act 2020 to explicitly state that the preeminence of the GDPR and the enabling legislation over domestic legislation?
The Taoiseach told Deputy Pringle that he will ask Minister Roderick O'Gorman to respond to him directly. The HSE's decision to ask asymptomatic healthcare workers who are close contacts of a confirmed COVID case to go back to work is too high a risk. That's according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, which is calling for private hospitals to be fully nationalised to provide extra resources. There are now over 7,000 healthcare workers off work due to the impact of coronavirus. The number of patients in Letterkenny University Hospital with COVID-19 has hit another record high, with 103 people with the virus being treated on site. INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay, however, says it's not safe to ask healthcare workers who are close contacts but don't have symptoms to return to work.
The derogation policy, we believe, requires robust backup, and that simply isn't in the health service at the moment. So if I'm a close contact, I test negative and I return to work, the evidence is that infection rates can increase, and the testing and tracing system is not at a level that will detect that early enough to prevent me infecting somebody else. And that's too high a risk.
A South Donegal TD has called on the Health Minister to do a side deal to get greater quantities of the COVID vaccine. It's after Germany broke out of the EU's combined purchase effort to get more doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Ireland is getting 1.1% of an agreed group order from the European Commission. Deputy Mark McSharry says we should break out of that.
It is our duty to hold ourselves to account. So up the game, get with the programme, put some tangible goals and start doing side deals, just like the Germans and everybody else. Because if the Germans can get it, I want it for the people of Ireland too.
A 77-year-old man has become the first person in residential services for older people in Donegal to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Nicky Hanlon from Remelton received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine today. Judy Cabanero, CNMI, was the first staff member to be vaccinated at Remelton Nursing Unit. Philomena Gallagher, Director of Nursing at St Joseph's Remelton, says it's a significant day.
This is a momentous occasion for all our residents and staff in Remelton Community Hospital, and we are very privileged to be the first community hospital in Donegal to receive this vaccine. It is the start of hopefully a brighter future for all our residents and staff, and we are very happy to be receiving it today.
Frank Morrison, head of Older Persons Services, CHO Area 1, which includes Donegal, says it's their aim for all residential home residents in Donegal to have received their first vaccine by January the 24th.
It's a really great day for older people in Donegal, and with the rollout of the vaccination programme commencing in our community residential services, it commenced this morning, and Remelton Community Nursing Unit had over 60 people vaccinated within the centre, followed up closely by RSA Donegal in Milford. And with it, there's an expectation of over a further 100 people vaccinated. Our vaccination programme is planned for the rest of this week, with further intensive planning taking place for next week. But we are concentrating on Killybegs, Carrandonagh, Lakehouse Nursing Home in Dunfanaghy, and also the Lifford Community Nursing Unit. We plan to get that covered this week. The plan will have our first dose completed by the roughly the 24th of January, and then the second doses have to commence. There is another dose 21 days after the first dose, And it is said that the effectiveness of the vaccine carries in full approximately 1 week after the second dose. So it is a great credit to all the staff, all the residents, all the families, all the friends to support this huge vaccination program. And from our, I suppose, our first visits this morning, they have gone exceptionally well. And I believe everybody is happy.
And indeed, as you mentioned, the staff, it gives them some confidence having received the first dose of the vaccine to continue their work on the front line.
Oh, absolutely. Like, but it is to be remembered, we do not have protection from the first dose. It is the start of the process. Our staff will continue to have the correct PPE for the correct conditions. We will have to maintain, like everybody else, we will have to maintain social distance. We will have to have face protection. We will have to have correct hand hygiene. We will have very little touching of the face with the hands.
Meanwhile, the Health Minister says the government aims to vaccinate 1.5 million people against COVID-19 in the second quarter of the year. The Moderna vaccine was authorised for use in Ireland this afternoon after the first delivery was made yesterday. Earlier today, Minister Stephen Donnelly called for EU regulators to accelerate the timeline for approval of the AstraZeneca vaccine at a meeting of EU ministers. He says the current plan is to have enough doses to vaccinate 700,000 people by the end of March.
Critically, this would vaccinate the top three groups on the prioritisation list. That's those in long-term residential care, staff and residents, frontline healthcare workers, and our population of people over 70 years of age. We're further planning to be able to vaccinate more than 1.5 million people in quarter two, and more than that again in quarter three.
In the north, another 19 COVID-related deaths have been recorded. 1,145 people have tested positive for the virus in Northern Ireland in the last 24 hours. 869 patients are being treated for the virus in hospitals, with 56 in ICU. There are calls for €500 million from a new Brexit fund to be allocated to the agriculture sector. Ireland's received just over €1 billion from the EU fund aimed at helping countries hardest hit by Britain's exit. The public expenditure minister says agri-food, enterprise supports and infrastructure at ports and airports will all benefit. Irish Farmers Association president Tim Cullinan believes half of the new fund should go to agriculture.
If there is going to be disruption in getting products, particularly into the UK market, with all the checks and paperwork and red tape, well then if there's going to be costs and if there is going to be market disturbance, so farmers are going to have to be compensated for that.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Kickstart your running with top brand footwear at michaelmurphysports.ie. Free nationwide delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer, and Wolves Seymour is the latest addition to the Finn Harp squad ahead of the 2021 season. Seymour spent last season with neighbouring Sligo Rovers, helping the Bitter Red to a fourth place finish and European qualification. The American-born midfielder had spent time in the youth structures of Colchester and Cambridge before returning to the US and then making the trip to Ireland. The Premier League's title race can become even more bunched tonight. Manchester City and Spurs are both in action, looking to close in on the top four, as well as leaders Manchester United. Spurs can climb up to third with the one against Fulham, in a game that had initially been postponed on the 30th of January. Manager Jose Mourinho has hinted that Harry Winks will once again start for his side, while Gareth Bale could feature in the league for the first time in 4 weeks. Kickoff there is at 8:15. Meanwhile, Fulham manager Scott Parker thinks tonight's game against Tottenham, which was rearranged with just 48 hours' notice, is danger for the welfare of his team. They were instructed to play after Spurs' original opponents, Aston Villa, had to pull out because of a coronavirus outbreak at the club. That fixture was called off due to a similar situation at Fulham 2 weeks ago. But Parker says it's not been handled well.
Do I believe that we'll go the best prepared we can? Yeah, and I believe we give Spurs a game. I'm disappointed and angry because I think this is wrong what's happened. I don't think it's right on numerous reasons. That's why I'm so angry about it, really.
In the evening's first match, which gets underway at 6 o'clock, Manchester City can return to the Champions League places if they get the better of Brighton at the Etihad Stadium. Pep Guardiola's side are on a six-game winning run in all competitions and look well placed to challenge for the title. The manager says their good recent form is down to a return to their old successful principles.
We were playing running too much. If we play football, you have to walk or run much, much less. Without the ball, you have to run. But with the ball, you have to stay more in the position and let the ball run, it's not you. And that will improve in these games in these terms.
To Gaelic Games, the GAA's Higher Education Committee have today confirmed that there will be no third level championships taking place in the remainder of this academic year. The committee had been hopeful of staging a comprehensive programme of games, including the Sigerson and Fitzgibbon Cups. But given the current landscape in the country and the public health difficulties, they say this will not be possible. Having reached the semi-final stage the previous year, in their first year at the top level of colleges football, the Letterkenny Institute of Technology, under manager Michael Murphy, were hopeful on building on that performance. But it now seems the writing was on the wall for third level action for some time. Six Nations rugby organisers have suspended this season's women's competition and the men's under-20s. The men's senior competition is due to proceed as planned, although the French Minister for Sport wants further guarantees over player safety. Ireland begin their campaign away to Wales on February the 7th, with France due to visit Dublin a week later. Organisers hope to play the women's and under-20 editions later in the year. Meanwhile, former Ulster scrum half Kieran Campbell has been confirmed as Noel McNamara's successor as Ireland under 20 head coach. Former Munster flanker Demis Leamy joins the staff as defensive coach. And snooker Ulsterman Mark Allen is in action this evening in the opening round of the Masters at Milton Keynes. The 2018 champion goes up against another former winner, John Higgins, in the evening session. Already today, world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan has progressed to round two. He had to fight back and won against Ding Zhihui, coming through by just a frame, 6-5, in a highly entertaining match which finished a short time ago. In cricket, tomorrow's one-day international between Ireland and the UAE has been postponed. However, there have been no new coronavirus cases among the Emirates squad. Discussions are ongoing about rescheduling the two suspended matches, with another, of course, set for this coming weekend to be played on Saturday. Finally, in golf, Seamus Power has been added to the field for the Sony Open in Hawaii, which begins on the PGA Tour tomorrow, Thursday. The Irish Olympian made it through as the first name on the reserve. And that's it from the Sports Desk for today. As always, we're back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisín. And for weather now, it will be cloudy and rather misty for much of tonight, with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Lowest temperatures will fall to between 2 and 5 degrees, with the possibility of frost and a few icy patches. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Taoiseach has said the state failed the women and children who were sent to mother and baby homes. Micheál Martin made a formal apology in the Dáil after the publication of the report from the commission investigating the homes. Meanwhile, the Bishop of Raphoe says there's no doubt the Catholic Church had far too much influence on society during the time mother and baby homes were in operation. Bishop Al McGuckian told today's 9 till noon show that he believed an abject apology must be issued. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has called on the Taoiseach to amend the Commission of Investigation Records Act 2020 to allow survivors and victims of mother and baby homes access personal data. Deputy Pringle says the right to identity must be respected for the survivors and victims. A South Donegal TD has called on the Health Minister to do a side deal to get greater quantities of the COVID vaccine. It's after Germany broke out of the EU's combined purchase effort to get more doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Meanwhile, a 77-year-old man has become the first person in residential services for older people in Donegal to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Nikki Hanlon from Ermelton received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine earlier today. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, HighlandRadio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, January the 13th. The death has taken place of Marion O'Neill, née Devine, 7 Alexander Place, Strabane, and formerly of Hillcrest, Derry Road, Strabane. Fiona leaving her home on Friday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to aware, Kev Quigley, Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. The death has taken place of Margaret Peggy McDyer to Dr. McCluskey Crescent Glendees. Her remains will repose at her late residence from this evening at 8 o'clock. Funeral mass in St. Connell's Church Glendees tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Kilrain Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.ie. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Catherine Call, Nate Gallagher, Claggan, Portsallan, Fannett and formerly of Barrhead, Paisley, Scotland. Funeral from the residence of her son Sean, Castle Prehagen, at 2211 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Massmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of desire to RSE Donal residents Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Stephen Brown, Dunmore, Carrigans. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow afternoon, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnston, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Anne Harper, St Mary's Terrace, Remelton. Remains will repose at her home. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Rosary this evening and tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass and rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/ St Mary's Church, Remelton. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to the dialysis unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place of John Dugan, Melbourne, Australia, and formerly of Ballybow, Letterkenny, County Donegal. Funeral and interment will take place in Melbourne. The death has occurred of John McFeely, Butcher, Kildaff. Funeral mass and burial tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Bogan, Kildaff. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Requiem mass can be viewed live on St Mary's Church, Bogan, Kildaff, County Donegal Live webcam stream. The death has occurred of Mary Gallagher, McBride, Creaslaw and formerly of Mount Charlis and Ackle. In accordance with current guidelines, Mary's private funeral mass will be celebrated on Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Our Lady Queen of the Universe Church at Curran. Burial will follow in Paul Rainey Cemetery. Instead of flowers, donations to the Donegal Historical Society or in Tashka, care of Charlie Gallagher funeral director, Curran Ackle. The death has occurred of William Billy Patterson, Balnacore, Crossroads, Killigordon. Service of Thanksgiving will be streamed live tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock via the Reverend Colm McKibben Facebook page at facebook.com/ColmMcKibben. Private interment afterwards in Dunamore Presbyterian Churchyard. In compliance with current government restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to immediate family only, please, due to family circumstances, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Liam Daly, late of Bonmore Road, formerly of Birmingham. Due to current restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of flowers if desired to Alzheimer's Society NI, care of O'Neill's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Dennis McGonigal, Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Remains reposing overnight at St Mary's Church, Cock Hill. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Requiem mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cock Hill. The death has taken place of Finbar Whelan, 19 Foxes Glen, Milford and formerly Crumlin, County Dublin. Remains will repose at his home. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Cremation in Mount Jerome Crematorium, Harold's Cross, Dublin on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Cremation can be viewed on vimo.com/event/153499. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and cremation are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass and rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Milford. The death has taken place of Noreen Patton, née Deveney, late of Greaves Park, Strabane. Fiona leaving Quigley's funeral home this evening at 6 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Melmount, for Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family-only pleas. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. And the death has taken place of Teresa Coyle, née McCool, 98 at Ballycommon Estate, Strabane, and formerly of Newton Stewart. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane.